Just coming up to 11:30 on Phoenix 98 FM. Now, each week I'm joined by a different member of Brentwood Council, and I'm talking to Jonathan Stevenson, who is the CEO of Brentwood Council, for this week's update. So I can say this now, Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, Michelle, and thanks for letting me come on the show again.
Now, we've got a lot to talk about, and we've got some positive news as well, which is always welcome. So first of all, we're going to kick off with COVID-19 infection rate for Brentwood.
With regard to the COVID infection rate, obviously it's been quite challenging in South Essex, really, around the rates. Brentwood and Epping have had quite high rates for a number of weeks, but with good messaging and good support by residents, the rates got down to the lowest it's been for a long time, 157 per 100,000 this week.
Right.
So, which is great effort for everybody, but for us not to be complacent, because we've got areas in Essex, of Harlow and Basildon, that's seeing increases. So, it's not gone. We all know that. It's positive news about the vaccine this week, but we still not to be complacent and do all the things we need to do. So, please, follow those messages, be out there, stay safe, make space, wear your mask, and protect each other, really, through this difficult time. But we can hopefully see the light at the end of the tunnel for everybody with the vaccine. But again, that's going to be a challenge. To roll out a vaccine for the whole country isn't going to be an easy process. I'd hope to think, from the announcements that came through from government earlier this week, across public announcements, in the next week or two, you'll be starting to see vaccine centres and vaccine supports open. But again, there's a lot of work to be done to do that. But the most priority will be those most vulnerable people, the people that were locked in longer than all the more healthier people during lockdown, will be the ones that we focused on first and foremost. So, we all still need to be protect ourselves and other people at the moment, and go through that more diligent process. For the most healthy of us, the vaccine could be a long way off. So actually, we just need to keep those messages and keep that supporting that message out there of staying safe and making space, wear our masks and all those things. I know it's challenging, but hopefully the light at the end of the tunnel is coming and people start seeing that. So it might be, first of all, your grandparent and or your auntie and uncle starts to get that. And probably the more younger people and healthy people are going to be more at the end of that list. But yeah, work with public sector to support this process, and hopefully we'll be having more better news by the end of Easter period next year, when the vaccine will be rolled out fully.
Business-wise, it's been a really tough year, as we all know. We had grants at the beginning of the year. Brentwood Council were very, very quick to get those grants out, and there are still some grants available, aren't there?
Yeah, the government understands with the restrictions put on different areas and the different tierings, and as we all know, Essex is in Tier 2, that a number of interventions were required, and the council have been rolling those out. As you know, nearly 15 million in the previous lockdown has been rolled out across the different businesses. The support is still there. It's a different support, but we've got the local restriction support grants and additional restrictions business grants. And so far in the last few weeks, because we had to roll that out quite quickly, over 300 businesses have got about £500,000 of support. But there is support out there. I'd like to say it's for everybody, but it's worth going on our website if you're not aware already. And finding out the detail. We've got lots of communication around the different types of grants, and some of it's quite specific. But businesses are unsure, need some support, go on the council's website, find out some information. There's also the business at brentwood.gov.uk email address if there's any sort of questions after looking at the website. But the website's the best source of information. And then if you have any questions, please contact our very small but very effective team.
Now, we're talking about Christmas and all Christmassy things. It's a different lighting up this year, and you've also got the Nutcracker Trail as well, so tell us about it.
Yeah, it's very different, but again, the team here at Brentwood and the community team and the community working with them have thought this is tough. We can't put on an event, which would have been the biggest event this year, our annual event, turning the lights on, but what can we do to make it festive in Brentwood and give people some sort of happiness at this difficult time? So the team went out and recorded the lighting up event, and with many different organisations, with performances, with the rock choir, Razzmatazz, and some schools within the Borough, Hogarth Primary School and St Thomas's, just to name a few. And last night, that was live on our website, and we had hundreds of people watching live. But the benefit of it being on our website and being recorded has meant that people could watch it live, but also any children that couldn't stay up for different reasons or weren't able to do that could watch it back later on and get that whole sort of magical feeling of the Christmas lights coming on in Brentwood, which was great to see support. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, we just need to sort of mention the support we've had from businesses to do that, because to do it online was a difficult challenge for the team, but if it wasn't for the businesses, Hallmark Care, Mullers Peak Solicitors, RCH Care Homes and Western Homes, we couldn't have made it possible without that funding.
Yes. And was Father Christmas around? Because I know he does come to Brentwood, obviously, around Christmas time to see all the children. Or will he be making an appearance a little bit later?
No, Father Christmas has been COVID clear, and he's out there and about. He'll be out and about with the Rotary Club around Brentwood. It's a different experience. It won't be the same one where you can go and meet Father Christmas and get close up first, but he will be about within Brentwood, and hopefully people could look out to seeing him. The government haven't banned Father Christmas. He's gone through the full COVID protocol, and he can be out and about between now and the 25th, so which is all good news for everybody.
It is. That's fantastic. That's been brilliant news. Now, Can in the Van is taking place today outside Sainsbury's and Marks and Spencer's. So how can people get involved?
Yes, if you're going into Sainsbury's or Marks and Spencer's today, just think of the people out there that haven't got the support probably that you have when you're filling up your trolleys today. So if you can put extra product in the trolley and provide those donations as you leave the store, it's a COVID secure arrangement. No one will be up close and personal, so it's very much that you can put your products in the boxes, and those boxes will go in our van off to organisations that will be distributing those foods at this difficult time. It's a very festive, happy time, but obviously not everybody is in that happy situation because they find it very tough. So if we can all support the people that are finding it more difficult, then it's the right thing to do. So please, if you're in Sainsbury's or Marks and Spencer's today, please do that and donate as much as you possibly can.
Yeah.
But we can take donations. We've done that previously at the town hall, so if anybody's finding it difficult, but we can take donations there, but probably best to contact the local food banks, and we'll support making sure any donations outside of that can be collected and given to the right people.
Now, the Brentwood Centre, you guys have really been on the case, and it's going to be opening again tomorrow.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's been a challenging time for people. Obviously, the Brentwood Centre closed its doors on the 26th of October, or went into liquidation, and the trust there, and the council have been trying to support as many people, the former employees, the stakeholders, the businesses that have run from the centre, and the public that want to attend. We're lucky that we've got a good team and good support from others, and we've gone through a process of recruitment to bring new people in. We've had to do some repairs just to get up to a standard to open. So that's been undertaken, and they've worked 24/7, a more of a Challenge Annika type approach to get the building open. So the paint won't be wet tomorrow, but there is obviously been decorators and engineers in the building ready to be open tomorrow. But the good thing is it will be open tomorrow on a slightly reduced arrangement, because like anything, there's certain things we can get open and certain things we can't at the moment. But we'll have the swimming pool open tomorrow. The international hall will be open for gym and aerobic classes, and the 3G pitch, that will be open as well.
Yeah.
And over the coming weeks and months, we'll look to be opening other opportunities up as much as possible, but just need to manage that expectation. We'll try to, but there's obviously quite a lot of COVID secure management we need to do for some of these activities. So it's really watch out on the website. Go to the council's website. We've got a number of frequently asked questions on there. There's links through to email addresses that you can get through to different parts of the new Brentwood Centre staffing, membership, bookings and events. So all the details there, so please check it out and find out more.
Now, Hartswood Golf Course have got an offer on at the moment, haven't they?
Yes, they have, yeah. We've tried to support as many people as possible. Golf has been one of those ones that has been a sport that has been affected. There's been certain parts of lockdown where it hasn't been been able to take part, but it has now reopened, and we wanted to do for Remembrance Day an Armed Forces and Veterans offer, which was unfortunate because it closed. The lockdown meant to it closed around Remembrance Day, but we are offering a 10% discount on the course for the month of December and January to take into account. And that for me, I play golf myself, but for 18 hole for just £9.50 instead of £19 is the offer currently, and hope as many people as possible take that off.
Excellent. And then we've got finally Active Essex Activity Heroes.
Yeah, Activity Essex, really good program to recognise the people that have done some amazing things this year. And normally in this situation, we'd have a nice awards event. People would come in and meet the mayor and meet other members of the team, and we could thank them personally. I spoke to the team more recently and said, look, what we can't do is send the certificates through the post so these people open them. So how can we be creative like we have with the lighting up events and other events this year and do something? So we invited in or went to visit a number of people who won awards this last week, myself and the Deputy Mayor, Councillor Olivia Sanders. And it was just great to see so many people and speak to them about what they've done. And they don't expect recognition, but it's really great to be able to give that recognition to them. And again, last week, even one of the people that had got the awards brought their children in, and the children, just the experience of meeting the mayor was a fantastic experience. And in a difficult, challenging time, if we as a council and members of the council can meet people in the community and their children, and that gives them a small bit of happiness, that's definitely worthwhile. And on top of that, they've done amazing things to support our community, so we should recognise these people, and we did.
Excellent. And there's so many organisations that we've talked about before, Jonathan, in Brentwood and the surrounding areas that have really pulled out all the stops, you know, Canon and the Van Initiative, and we could name so many others as well that do a fantastic amount of work in the local community to help other people and giving up volunteering, which they should all get awards as far as I'm concerned, but they do a great job, don't they?
No, definitely. It wasn't one for today, but I'll bring that. We are looking to have a community awards when we can get together. We want to do it properly, and we want to recognise as many people as possible for their achievements. No one does it for that reason, but we feel that it would be really good to recognise. So when we can, we'll definitely be looking to do something. We'll probably need a very large space to do that, because in a normal year, it's a busy year and lots of people, but in a COVID year, there's an amazing amount, immense amount of people come out to support their local community.
Yes, they have. It's lovely to talk to you. Glad we had the news about Father Christmas. He is COVID-free, kids, so he is going to be out and about in Brentwood. Don't you worry. You will still be getting your presents for Christmas, or you'll be getting little presents for Christmas, or whatever he's going to bring.
No. The only thing, Michelle, I didn't pick up was the Nutcracker Trail.
Yes!
Because it starts today, or started yesterday, sorry, Nutcracker Trail. There's 12 giant nutcrackers to find around the borough in Brentwood, Ingleside and Shenfield. Again, COVID secure. You can do it from the street. You could look at, you could see them in the shops in different areas of the borough. And there's prizes to be won as well. Please go on the website, find that. Hopefully, if parents could go out and be secure and take their children out, it gives them an opportunity to go out and do the things that they'd normally do at Christmas a different way. Mm. Have a really good experience and a bit of fun. So please check out the website, and if people want to interact with that over the next 2 or 3 weeks, it'll be really good.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for chatting to us again, Jonathan. And we'll chat to another member of Brentwood Council next week with some more updates. You have a great afternoon.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye.